You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is supported in part by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's Friday, and commentator Archie McDonald is with us. Today, he's got weather on his mind.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. So the rain did so, and forgot to come back for most of 2011. And prognosticators of such fear that the rain will continue to avoid us until a couple of years from now. Like parents, we take renewing and sustaining rain for granted until it's gone. What happened? Look at any map of our region. We're shaded green, for goodness sake. Supposedly a description of our most prominent natural color, because it rains here. Historically, our region has received more than 40 inches of precipitation annually, almost all of it in rain. Dissertations on El Niños and such things will never explain this season of dryness to plain folks such as we. We'd much prefer to go back to cursing the rain's abundance, when it blighted ball games, shortened picnics, threatened freshly prepared hair, leaving most of us happily unaware that the same rain also nourished all plants, pots to crops, filled reservoirs, restored aquifers. Last summer, mid the worst of it, I heard some folks say that when the rain finally fell, they intended to frolic in it in a dance of gratitude. Next summer, we may be doing the dance in advance, just trying to induce the rain. But rain comes and goes not on whim, much less in response to wishes, but in consequence of natural forces. But we keep trying. Our culture has produced major writings and movies based on rain. The Rainmaker features a charlatan who uses the absence of rain to enrich himself. W. Somerset Maugham's story Rain shows the impact of too much of it on human psychology and behavior. We receive rain more often in these early months of a new year, maybe even today, but our lakes aren't full and our aquifers have yet to recover. Cities all over our region have put water conservation plans in place. Some restrict outdoor watering, others ban it, making landscaping an unsustainable indulgence just now. Some raise the price of water, making such rewarding cultivation just plain unaffordable. Did you hear about the fellow who forgot to bring his umbrella to his community's Pray for Rain service? That captures a lot of us, doesn't it? Rain, rain, please don't go away. And you don't have to hide away at night, as Arthur decreed in Camelot. Come anytime.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a pool, each star's a pool of water.